T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
As you heard on KMOX News Monday, urgent care centers have free rein. It's up to the operators to decide what services, hours, staffing, and diagnostic tests they offer. We continue our investigation into the condition of urgent care. Megan Lynch tells us, while some may handle pretty serious cases, they don't have the same oversight as an ER.
Where to call yourself an emergency department. There's very strict regulations on what you have to have, what resources you have, and be able to handle any emergency that comes to your door.
Dr. Jonathan Haidt with the Missouri College of Emergency Physicians.
Urgent care is the same level of regulation does not exist, so you don't really know what you're going to get at any particular urgent care. Some urgent cares can be pretty close to an ER at times, can be staffed by all physicians, have CAT scans, labs, availability, x-ray. Other urgent cares may not have a physician on site. They may be staffed by a nurse practitioner or a physician assistant. They may not have labs on site. They may not have any kind of imaging on site.
KMOX News reached out to state health departments in both Missouri and Illinois. Neither state has a standard set of operating guidelines specifically for urgent care facilities. They're looked at like a private doctor's office.
We are physician offices when you think about it.
Laurel Stoymanoff, CEO of the Urgent Care Association, an industry group providing certification and accreditation.
We abide by state practice acts, DEA, CLIA for our laboratory, you know, radiology boards, all of those types of things in terms of staffing. So, you know, sometimes when people say urgent care centers are unregulated, it's like, oh my gosh, no, we are definitely regulated.
It's important to note accreditation is not mandatory.
In a doctor's office, not just urgent care, in a doctor's office, they can hire anyone to do anything. And in a hospital, there are certain criteria that a licensed professional would have to do some of those services. And that doesn't hold true in a physician office. And urgent care is practiced generally as a physician office.
Louise Probst is executive director of the St. Louis Area Business Health Coalition. KMOX asked Probst whether urgent care should have a higher level of oversight.
I think that's up to the medical standards boards and others. I think it's going to be a sticky wicket because you're going to have to talk about changing and implementing standards for what happens in every doctor's office.
I always tell people I think it's harder to practice in an urgent care center than it is in an emergency department.
Dr. John Schufelt has done both.
You better be pretty good at your diagnostic skills, because you don't have, generally speaking, you don't have all the tools and all the lab tests and all the imaging that someone in the emergency department would have.
Schufelt is also an attorney. He says one of the primary reasons for malpractice lawsuits against urgent care physicians is failure to diagnose.
I have a case now where a person came in with a sore throat. The urgent care was just about to close. The provider walked in, oh, you have a sore throat, we'll do a rapid strep screen on you, didn't examine the patient at all, did the strep screen, sent the patient home, and the patient had adult epiglottitis and died the next day.
When you walk into an urgent care, you have to trust that the operator has rigorous hiring standards in place.
What did you do to credential this provider? Was this provider competent to be working in the urgent care? Did they have the requisite training and skills necessary? And if so, how did you prove that? You know, how did you document that? So I think the credentialing aspect has become more important for urgent care centers.
Some patients prefer urgent care. Physicians fear others are being pushed that direction by health care costs and insurance policies. I'll tell you why in my next report. Megan Lynch, St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
Experts tell KMOX hospital-owned urgent care centers have the same certification as a hospital. Megan will tell us more about one hospital's urgent care model later this week.